Brandon Graham joins us today. What would you say is your most challenging factor transitioning from Michigan college ball into the pros?
Well, you know, the speed. Just coming in right away, you know, don't have classes. This is all you have to do now. And, you know, I really had to step my game up and, you know, put as much time into the game as I could, because I used to blame it on class all the time, not coming out and just doing as much as I can because I got to go to class. But now, see, I had to grow up, you know, be a man early.
Week two of your first year, you went back to your hometown of Detroit, played against the Lions as an Eagle. What were the feelings going through your head as you stepped onto the field?
Just going out there and just giving it my all in front of my hometown. You know, I got my first sack that game, so, you know, it was a blessing. You know, it was a big time for me because, you know, I had over 100-something people there. And, you know, I just wanted to be a good role model for the kids, you know, and let them see that, you know, you can make it out Detroit.
You put in some major work this off season, cross-training with boxing. You know, how are the fruits of your labor paying off?
Well, they're paying off now because, you know, I'm able to go out there and just go hard all the time, man. I mean, that's always been me, but now it's just turned it up a little more, you know, just with that. And, you know, I just feel good. You know, my body's in great shape right now, and, shoot, I'm ready for whatever.
Earlier in the season, you said that you were on a mission. How has that become your theme now that you're getting more snaps?
Well, you know, I mean, still on a mission. You know, I'm on a mission to try to win a Super Bowl and help the team win. And that's all I want to do. That's all I care about. And, you know, whatever it takes.
You're an Air Jordans shoe collector, and it just so happens here that we have some photos of some Air Jordans. Now, I want you to get, like, fashion guru on us. Tell us what you like and what you don't like about these Jordans, okay?
Okay. Well, you know, these Jordans right here, you know, I really don't have these because I don't like the way they fit on my foot. You know, it's because I have real fat feet. I mean, they ain't that fat, but, you know, they don't feel comfortable in these shoes. But, you know, I like them. You know, if I had small feet, I sure would get them. You know, these right here, I love these. I mean, they're not my favorite pair, but, you know, I wear them, you know, and they're comfortable. These Jordans right here. You know, I just wear them for breast cancer awareness. That's about it.
Now, this next one I think you're really going to like.
Oh, yeah, these ones I got already. You know, and these my girls right here. You know, the Isabel Marant's, the little Beyonce shoes. I wouldn't wear them. They're ugly to me, but, you know, it's all good.
How many Jordans do you think you have?
I probably have, probably over 100 pairs.
That's impressive.
You know, but I keep them in storage, you know, so I don't keep them at the house.
Now, being from Detroit, I know you have to have your favorite Motown hit. What is it?
My girl, talking about my girl, ooh.
That's awesome.
I got it a little bit, just a little bit. You know, I done sung that plenty of times with my grandma.
All right, that's awesome. Thank you for your time, friend.
Oh, yeah.